Do you like to get letters? Anybody like to get letters? No? You do? Good man. Your mum and dad gets maybe letters from different individuals. Sometimes they get a brown with a wee white, with a clear window in the front, and they don't like to get those ones, because they're usually a bill. But you know, we do like to get letters. And these letters here this morning are sent to different individuals. And every letter that's sent out is sent probably with an address, a name and address on it, and it comes to an individual. This first one here is to Miss Sleepyhead. Miss Sleepyhead. And she lives in Blanket Street, Drowsy Town. That'd be a nice place to live, wouldn't it? Drowsy Town, to fall asleep. And, well, she gets this big letter, and inside the letter is a message. And the message says, wake up. Not when your mum shouts at you in the morning, is it? Maybe when she wants you to get up to shop for school, and she say, Johnny, it's time to get up. Waking up. And she maybe gives you that little shake and all the rest. But you know, we have a message that comes from heaven. And sometimes that message encourages us to wake up. In Acts chapter 16 in the New Testament, there's what's known as the message to the Philippian jailer. And it comes to him, it doesn't come in words like this, but it comes in the form of a big earthquake. And everything around him begins to shake. The doors of the prison are swung open, and he wakens out of his sleep. He was fast asleep. But you and I were born into this world. We're separated from God. And sometimes we're asleep. I can remember, boys and girls, whenever I was at school, and the teacher used to look down the class and she says, Booth, when you're waking up, I wasn't sleeping, but I was not paying attention. And you know, we need to pay attention to the Word of God. I know you're not sleeping this morning. You're wide awake physically. But if you pay attention to the Word and to the message that God sends, you need to become aware of the danger. You need to wake up. You need to wake up. This next letter, and I will get some of you up to open these, but, well, we'll see. This is to Mr. Mr. Guilty Conscience. You wouldn't want that name either, sure you wouldn't. And he lives in Dark Alley, Secretville. That's where we all live, isn't it? Dark Alley, those who are guilty. And, well, it's not only wake up, but it says own up. To admit that you've done something wrong. Now, we're all good at covering up, but to own up is a different thing. Sometimes even we know for sure that we have done wrong, boys and girls, and mommy says, did you do that? And what's the answer? You probably say, no, it wasn't me. It was my brother. Or if the school teacher asks you, did you do something? She'd say, well, it wasn't us. It was Joe Bloggs. You blame somebody else. But the Bible encourages us to own up. And it tells us in 1 John that if we confess our sins, that's just simply owning up. To admit before the God of heaven that we have done something wrong. And we have all done something wrong. The Bible says that we are all guilty. It tells us that there is no difference. Your mommy, your daddy is guilty. Maybe they have confessed their sins before God. God has forgiven them. But boys and girls this morning, you also have a guilty conscience. And you need to own up. You need to admit that sin before God. Now here's another one. It's to Mrs. Empty Pockets. That's me, isn't it? Only I'm not a Mrs. But it's to Miss Empty Pockets. And she lives in Debtor's Corner. Borrowdale. And, you know, we are all in debt. We're in debt to Christ, but still the passage says, pay up. You see, God has laid down in his word that the wages of sin is death.
And there's this penalty that's upon us all. And we have to pay that awful price if we're living in sin. If we refuse to own up to the things that we have done that are wrong, we demand it, pay up. Pay up. But you know, it's beyond us to be able to pay. We could never pay the penalty and the price of sin. But the Lord Jesus Christ left the splendors of heaven. He came down and he went all the way to the place called Calvary. And he paid the debt for our sins. We often sing that little chorus. I'm not sure whether you boys and girls know it or not. He paid a debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washes it white as snow. And we all need to pay up. Now, if Christ doesn't pay for your sins, you'll have to pay for them yourself. And you don't have what it takes. No one can wash away our sins. Not all the money in all the world. It takes the blood of Christ. And only the blood of Christ. Another one here. It's to miss down in the dumps. The more guilty you feel, the more that you have to pay and you're not able to pay. It's going to make you down, isn't it? And this one's to miss down in the dumps. Dismal hamlet, dreary town. That's where she lives. But it says, cheer up. That's a good message. The Bible says, be of good cheer. He is not here, he is risen. And we need to be cheery. Cheer up. And you can be cheery this morning, even though you are guilty of sin. Even though you have done things that are wrong before God. Even though you are not able to pay, God has paid a price. The debt has been settled. And it tells us that the wages of sin is death. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you're here this morning and you're feeling guilty and you're feeling down and you realize that you cannot pay the penalty or the punishment of sin, cheer up, because there is hope this morning. There's hope because Christ has died on Calvary's cross. So cheer up. Just put a smile on your face. And this last one is for Mr. Slowcoach. John Henry might fit into that, would he? And he's getting slower every time you see him. And I'm getting slower as well. Just as the age and the years begin to come on. Mr. Slowcoach, Snail's Patch, Traffic Town. We're all travelling through this old world. All heading towards eternity. But you know, this message says to Mr. Slowcoach to hurry up. That's a good message, isn't it? And you know, sometimes we are slow to obey God. And God pleads with us to come, and he says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. He says, suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. And boys and girls, there are many individuals outside this church this morning. And they have heard this very same message from they were children. And today they are still not trusting in Christ. Hurry up. Now is the day. Now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And we encourage you not to wait until tomorrow. Not to wait until you're older. But the best time to ever trust Christ is to trust him now. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Hurry up. And I trust that as you think about all these little letters this morning, maybe you get them in text messages, whatever. And if you get a message from God, I trust that you'll be obedient to it. If it's to waken up, if it's to hurry up, well, we trust that you'll be obedient to what God might say to you. Boys and girls, thank you very much for listening.